Welcome to Union City Radio for Sunday, May 1st, May Day. Here are highlights from last week's Union City Radio.
The Arthur Svensson Prize this year goes to the Liberian Trade Union for Health Workers, NAWUL, and its leader, George Poe Williams.
The Arthur Svensson International Prize for Trade Union Rights is also known as the Labor Movement's Nobel Prize.
At the same time as the world has applauded the health workers' fight against COVID-19, health workers in Liberia have lacked protective equipment, received low wages, and their right to organize has been attacked. We hope that the award of the prize will put pressure on the Liberian authorities to recognize NAWUL and Williams as representatives of the health workers in the country with a right to negotiate on behalf of their members.
That report from Radio Labor. Find out more at radiolabor, that's labour.net. A recent independent financial analysis of the University of Maryland at College Park reveals that despite frequent claims of austerity from 2013 to 2022, UMD upper administration increased the number of management and financial employees while reducing workers in other categories. Tima Kasharetz, the Roshan Chair in Persian Studies and former director of UMD School of Languages, Literatures, and Cultures, called the report alarming, noting that it reveals a systematic trend toward hiring poorly paid, precariously employed, contingent faculty with expanded teaching loads. As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to affect countless working people, with nearly 1 million deaths in the United States, the AFL-CIO on Tuesday released its 31st annual report, Death on the Job, The Toll of Neglect, a national and state-by-state profile of worker safety and health. Here are just a few of the grim statistics. 340 working people died every day in 2020 because of hazardous working conditions. An estimated 120,000 workers died from occupational diseases. And while employers reported nearly 3.2 million work-related injuries and illnesses, underreporting is widespread. The true toll of work-related injuries and illnesses is as many as 8.1 million each year. That's tens of thousands of families losing a parent, a child, a sibling, every single year, said AFL-CIO President Liz Schuler. We've got a link to the report on our website at dclabor.org. Highlights from last week's Union City Radio, available on your favorite podcast app. For this week's labor calendar, go to dclabor.org and click on calendar. In today's labor history, on this date in 1886, 8-hour demonstrations in Chicago and other cities began their tradition of May Day as an international labor holiday. Today's labor quote is by Mary Harris Mother Jones, who celebrated her birthday on May Day. Mother Jones, who said, "My friends, it is solidarity of labor we want. We do not want to find fault with each other, but to solidify our forces and say to each other, we must be together. Our masters are joined together, and we must do the same thing." Because the Union City Radio is supported by our friends at Union Plus. You can find out more at unionplus.org. This has been Chris Garlock. See you online.